At the International Conference on Precision Agriculture, I'm visiting with MapShots, Inc. and Tim Taylor. Tim, you guys have a kind of a big announcement you're making here this week that looks at your Ag Studio software, and now we've got a couple of new additions to that family of products, right?
That's correct. We're releasing a web-based version of Ag Studio, which will provide access via the internet to the customer's data, and then we have a mobile application platform announcement, which is primarily for field mapping and soil sampling applications, and it allows for wireless work order and data exchange between the field and the Ag Studio office application.
So when, or is this available now, or when do you think we'll be able to actually get the app and start using it?
We're targeting by the end of August
for
both the Ag Studio Select web application and the Ag Studio Map soil sampling application.
Well, that's the world we're in today, as we're learning here at this technology conference that we're at. Lots of new things come in. It seems more in the software area this year than so much the hardware equipment side, although we've got to use the computers too, I guess. So, but I think it is appropriate for MapShots to have a map, a mobile application. Maybe there are some who don't really know about Ag Studio itself.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about the software and what that allows today's precision farmer to do.
Okay. I describe Ag Studio as precision agronomy software. Designed to capture all types of precision ag data, both from the GPS-equipped combines, sprayers, planters, as well as work with soil fertility data. We do a very good job of being able to generate variable rate prescriptions, both for variable rate seeding as well as variable rate lime and fertilizer applications. It's an optimized application to allow a producer or a retailer to work with lots of data and be very efficient with the work that they do.
Well, I think with all this data, as we keep saying that word, and the growth and the use and the amount and quantity of that we have, it's become increasingly important to be able to integrate that with your hardware, your computer, and now, of course, carry it around in your hand with a mobile application. Maybe just a comment on, as you look at this system or this advances in your system that are coming, essentially, if I'm in the field then and I'm collecting data and I want to wirelessly then transfer that, say, into my computer or via the web application that you have, can you just describe the process that you might go through in order to get that done?
Well, even today, most of the data logging equipment that's in equipment is still writing the files or storing the data on some type of USB drive or a flash card. So even today, the producers still have the data card to move back and forth. The industry is very rapidly moving towards total wireless transmission in real time, so none of us have to deal with that anymore. In the meantime, there are some other options in the marketplace that MapShots is looking at partnering up to hook in with the devices that will take the card and move the data wirelessly, kind of in an automatic fashion. So it simplifies things a little bit. It's kind of a stopgap measure. It's not quite where everybody wants to go, but it's just a matter of time before we no longer have to deal with the data cards.
So at the point you're in the iTunes store, or are you targeting the Android market too? Or
the Ag Studio Map application is strictly an Apple app at this point in time. The Ag Studio Select is a browser app, so it's platform independent. But our customers are definitely telling us that they want us to be able to support the Android for sure. So that will be a direction we go in the future, no doubt.
So as you were saying, we're looking towards later into maybe early fall that we might see this, and grower, if he wants to get the app, for example, just would go to the iTunes store and look for Ag Select Map then, right?
Yes. It's just important to realize that the Ag Studio Map application is designed to work with Ag Studio, so they work together.
Yeah, it won't do you a whole lot of good if you don't have Ag Studio Select, right?
That's right.
Well, we will point them that way, and I want to thank you very much, Tim Taylor, here with MapShots at the International Conference on Precision Agriculture. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.